Hey guys, this is Matt Powell with Way of Truth. I just wanted to provide everybody with a quick update. Obviously, our new film, entitled Science Falsely So-Called, is supposed to be coming out in 2 days, or was supposed to. Obviously, we had to push the release date off another month due to some editing, and we got to do just a few more interviews to touch on a couple topics that haven't been done yet. So the release date is October 22nd, and I also wanted to just address, because my email gets flooded from all these so-called Christians that tell me that I'm crazy for not believing in evolution. I just want to state right now that, you know, secular sources are now coming out in 2018 America and stating that evolution's a fraud. And you say, oh man, I've never heard of that. What are you talking about? Well, let me just give you one. Obviously, Tech Times is a very famous group and they deal with a lot of science. And Tech Times just came out with this article this year, and it says, massive genetic study reveals 90% of Earth's animals appeared at the same time. So what does that sound like to you? 90% or 9 out of 10 animals appeared at the same time. That's creation. You know, something brought these things into being at the same time. And notice what else this article says, just right at the very beginning. It says, landmark new research that involves analyzing millions of DNA barcodes has debunked much of what we know today about the evolution of species. So to claim, oh, you know, evolution science, you know, Brother Powell, why don't you believe in evolution? Why would I believe it? It's stupid. And, you know, the article also goes on to say this. In a massive genetic study, senior research associate at the Program for Human Environment at Rockefeller University, Mark Stokel, and the University of Basel geneticist David Thaler, discovered that virtually 90% of all animals on the earth appeared or came into being at right around the same time. And so these guys just point blank admit that these things came into being at the same time. It says, this conclusion is very surprising, says Thaler, and I fought against it as hard as I could. So this secular scientist is saying, look, I fought against it as hard as I could, but I could not defeat it. And so when we put the first trailer out for our movie, obviously, a lot of Christians email me and they're like, oh man, you know, why are you trying to debunk evolution? Don't you know evolution's a fact? Well, here's the thing. I sent this article to every single so-called Christian that had sent me emails stating that it was foolish to try to debunk evolution, and not one of them responded. Not one. They're too proud, and these people that are so-called Christians that get involved with the great debate community and all this stuff that have attacked me and said, oh, you know, it's no wonder you got ejected. You don't know what you're talking. No, I do know what I'm talking about, and so do these scientists. So, you know, it's time for Christians to wake up across America. People can try to get us shut down. People can protest. They can do whatever they want. But I just want to make it clear that this film is going to absolutely knock the socks off these so-called atheists and these so-called non-believers in God, and it is going to put a dent in Satan's kingdom for good, and it is also going to strengthen Christians' faith across the world and get them to understand that, yes, you can take the Bible for what it says. If you've seen all the facts, if you've seen all the latest researches that they've done and the latest articles that they've come out with, and you still believe in evolution, then you're not right with God, and you're not even taking God's word seriously. You don't even take it literally like it's supposed to be taken. And so, folks, please don't be deceived. You know, people say, oh, you know, Dr. Kent Hovind, he's just this crazy. Well, isn't it amazing that Dr. Hovind's stuff just happens to come true even in secular science? So I have nothing more to say. Our film's coming out on the 22nd of October. Make sure you tweet it, share it with your friends, share it with your family. It's definitely going to make a tremendous impact for Christ around the world. God bless, guys.